What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Hour number three, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We're talking about Apple being caught using the software updates to older iPhones to slow them down. Now, Apple said it was to maximize the battery life. Critics are saying it appears to be an attempt to degrade the performance of the older iPhones to encourage you to buy the newer, faster iPhones. And it's resulted in lawsuits all over the place. Some of them are class action lawsuits accusing Apple of duping owners into buying the newer versions of the device by slowing down and degrading the older units. And there have been allegations that the computer industry as a whole engages in this practice, that every time Microsoft wants to come out with a new operating system, and they understand that we're all reluctant to change our operating systems because we've put years into setting up our computer systems between the OS and the applications and everything. That's a lot of work. And we finally get it fine-tuned to do what we want it to do, and then all of a sudden, things start going wrong, and we're being encouraged to buy the latest and greatest upgrade. So, Apple is being sued by quite a few people, and analysts, as a result, are now cutting forecasts for the sales of the iPhone X. They're saying demand is very lukewarm. Apple stock took a hit on that. And yeah, it's not an attractive phone. That facial recognition system has got major problems, and it's a $1,000 phone. That really is way over the top. In a healthy, productive economy, people can do that. In this economy, no, they cannot. And deliberately sabotaging our older iPhones to try and get us to buy a new iPhone is not going to work. Most people will just live with the slower performance unless they're gaming addicts or streaming lots of movies. Most people probably wouldn't even notice the slowdown anyway. All right, let's go to the telephone here. Sheldon in Spokane. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, just two quick ones, but I hope you two have a better new year than we did last one for sure.
Yes.
You know, it's funny. When cars came out and you had a car or a truck, you were just lucky to have one. And somebody got this idea, well, we need to make a new one every year. And that got so ingrained in all the cultures that now you have to have next year's computer, phone. If it costs money, oh, you need the one that's coming out next year, you know? But the reason I really called is, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to respond to that. I mean, it's called planned obsolescence. And again, when you have an economy where pretty much everybody is working, they've got disposable income, they can play to that vanity about having the latest and greatest whatever. But that doesn't function in an economy where most people are just barely getting by. And there aren't enough really rich people to keep all these industries in business. And that's where it begins to start to come apart. But yeah, the business model is that products that would last for a long time or products that the end user can repair and keep going are a bad business model. And that's why we have iPhones that we're not allowed to go in and repair. And this whole issue with the battery and the slowdown has reignited the right to repair debate, in which they're talking about laws that say companies that sell you products have to be able to provide spare parts and the means for you to repair them yourself if you feel like doing so. Again, the model is a new car every 5 years and a new computer every 5 years. And they're literally engineered to fail after 5 years. And it's quite a contrast here because I've got this Commodore VIC-20 up here on the top of this shelf, and it still works perfectly. So don't tell me that they can't make these things last any much longer. They do. There was a documentary out there called Pyramids of Waste or the Lightbulb Conspiracy talking about planned obsolescence, about how literally things like computer printers are engineered to fail after so many sheets of paper, and you'll take it into the shop and they'll say, well, it's going to cost more to repair than just buying a new one. And that's just to keep product churning and keep money flowing out of your pocket into their pocket. And one of the interesting little things they had in there is that for those of us who remember the tungsten light bulb, the standard Edison light bulb, the lifespan on those bulbs prior to being phased out by compact fluorescence and LED lights was about half the length of Edison's original design. Because when light bulbs started becoming big business, they formed this cartel, the Phoebus Group, I think it was called. And it simply said, if you're going to be manufacturing and selling light bulbs, you're part of our organization, you will design the light bulbs to fail after only 1,000 hours. And anybody who made a light bulb that lasted longer than that would actually be penalized. And so, again, it's all about forcing people to buy the same product over and over and over again.
Well, on a shorter call, I'll call back and talk about the software issues on the John Deere tractors that the farmers can't fix themselves. But what I really called for, and you'll know this, it's about software. I quit watching TV about probably 5 years ago, so it probably came out about 7 years ago. If you could put in your head an image that we can both relate to, the picture of George Washington crossing the river and the flag's in the back and it's kind of waving in the wind.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's Washington crossing the Delaware.
Say again?
Washington crossing the Delaware.
Right. What is the name of the software? Discovery Channel was the first that I noticed used it at length, where you'll have a two-dimensional or a one flat picture. And although everything is static, it would appear that the camera's moving on the fourth wall, and it wouldn't make the actual object move. But you could see it would reveal things behind the flag. As this camera were to be moving across the landscape, as it were, you could see other new trees that's behind there that really aren't there. So this software has to create from something that's already there something else, and they're using it on all these old black and white pictures and stuff. And it's wonderful.
Well, what they're doing is they're breaking out the various elements and putting them into what's called a multi-plane space. And then in order to have some place to track, is they'll take the background and they'll actually shrink it down a little bit, or the foreground elements a little bit larger. So there's a little bit of room for them to slide without revealing the original source image for that element underneath. It's a pretty simple trick.
Yeah, that is exactly what's happened. Okay, is there a name for that? For that, doing that?
It's called multiplane, and it's a technique that the Disney Animation Studios pioneered many, many years ago. Peter Pan was when they developed the first multiplane camera. But as far as its digital modern counterpart, I don't know who sells it, who markets it.
Okay, thank you, sir.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And getting on back here, let's talk about, vaccines and things. Because, again, getting back to Claire and my illness, it was a nasty one. This is the sickest we've been for, since I had my stay in the hospital 3 years ago. And it's rather amazing. We got a follow-up call from Claire's doctor. They don't actually know all that much about it. What they know is it's got a 9-day incubation period, which is very long. And they don't really have a good grasp on how long it will last, except that it does last longer for us older people. But one thing that I got from the clinic, as well as from some other sources, that nurses who emailed in, this year's flu shot had no effect on it whatsoever. So, now, a little bit of a story. This was in the week in Great Britain, and it's a flashback story back in 2004, where apparently Merck, one of America's largest pharmaceutical companies, issued a sudden recall of Vioxx, which was an anti-pain medication widely used to treat arthritis-related ailments. And the recall came just days after Merck discovered that a top medical journal was going to publish a study by an FDA investigator indicating that the drug in question greatly increased the risk of fatal heart attacks and strokes and had probably been responsible for at least 55,000 American deaths during the 5 years it had been on the market. It ultimately turned out Merck had known all along of these side effects since launching the drug in 1999, but had basically brushed it under the rug. And I mention that because ultimately this is all about money. It's all about making money and selling product in a country where the government will turn a blind eye as long as money is being made and shared with the government through taxes. So, now apparently Hillary is out there still begging for money. She put on a tweet about how she and the foundation are still doing good work and please donate. Actor James Woods basically came on out with a tweet saying, shouldn't you be packing for Argentina? And then he signed it, #Uranium1. I, for one, want to see some investigation happen that leads to some charge brought against Hillary Clinton. I know they will never allow the full enormity of the crimes of the last 30 years to come on out, or the American people would absolutely abandon this government. But right now, the American people are seeing that our government isn't working for the people or for this country. We see our government working for Israel. We see our government waging war on countries that have done nothing wrong to us other than to decide to want to go their own way. And we definitely see the government not working when we see indications of massive criminality of our political leaders continue to go unpunished. Now, I like all this talk that we're hearing out of members of Congress about investigations and subpoenas, but at this point, it's still all talk. And we have seen investigations before that turned out to be other cover-ups. They did a lot of talking during the Warren Commission, and it was still a cover-up. They investigated TWA 800. That was a cover-up. For me, the proof is in the pudding. When Hillary Clinton gets those handcuffs slapped on her and heads off for her day at court, then I'll believe the government is back to functioning somewhat along the way they should be. All right, let's take some phone calls. Dave in San Francisco, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Happy Christmas. Yeah, I guess you had a happy Christmas, huh?
Well, we stayed home and basically rested trying to get over this bug.
Oh, you got a bug. Well, we had nice potluck up in our place. So it was, I live in an apartment building, so we had the common kitchen up in there. Man, it was a fat little meal. I waddled away after the pumpkin pie. I mean, my God. Hey, you know, a couple of things. I was going to look at what you were talking about from the economic angle and the laws of physics. And mm-hmm. You remember, with the laws of physics, for every action, there's a separate and equal reaction?
Mm-hmm.
Well, as far as I can see, money is set up so that for every action, there's a separate and equal reaction plus profit. And that doesn't...
Well, first of all, let me caution you against trying to equate monetary systems with the real physical world. Because they're not. Money is an abstraction. It's an idea.
Right.
It's basically it's an arbitrary set of rules that benefit the bankers, and it is not, in fact, constrained by Sir Isaac Newton's laws.
Yeah, you can't trade potatoes for onions. Like, are you keeping up with in India? They have a new fake money system over there called Aadhaar. Aadhaar. There's a pair of A's in it. Aadhaar. Yeah, there's a fake thing, man. It's like you can't trade onions for, you know, over your back fence. Trade some onions for a cabbage or something like that without having, Aadhaar keep a transaction of it for eternity. You know, they've set up their... Didn't I hear the other day that if you look at Bitcoin, they have a management fee of like $2,400 per Bitcoin. And if you look at if a Bitcoin's going for 17 grand, I think that's what it was when I read this article. And this is from Forbes, if I remember right, this article I'm thinking about. And it was about the energy costs, how much electricity it's taken to run Bitcoin.
Yes.
And apparently they've got all of these coal-fired plants in China where about some huge percentage of the electricity of Bitcoin is coming from China. And so they're, like, polluting their skies just to keep the security tight on Bitcoins. And, I mean, it's kind of a crazy thing. So it's like $2,400 just to manage a $17,000 a Bitcoin. And if you look at that, what was it, like 12%? And I don't even think the Federal Reserve gets that much.
Well, I'm not familiar with the management fee. I'm just now getting into Bitcoin. The problem with that management fee is that if the value of the Bitcoin itself goes below $2,400, then the whole system is going to collapse. And it's not just China that is doing the Bitcoin mining. One of the biggest problems computer users around the world are facing is malware that comes into your computer from a compromised website or even some social media websites are just doing this on their own, where they'll insert JavaScript on your machine to mine Bitcoins using your computer, your electricity, and that's a global problem. And to me, it signals that we may be seeing an inflationary bubble in Bitcoin.
Well, that's why I raised the laws of physics, because, you know, if you imagine if they were powering it with solar, you know, that would be one thing. You already built your whole power plant is the solar panels. And if you plan on doing the biggest amount of your transactions while the sun's shining, you can get a whole lot done, and you're basically not leveling mountains just to get some coal out of the ground to burn it. And so you could environmentally see why the electronic money might make sense. But if you get it into burning firewood in order to keep your money system going, you're going to burn down every tree in the planet, and there's still not going to be enough money. In fact, I've talked to you about LIBOR, right, where some economists had looked at the value of the entire world, like all of the water, all of the copper, all of the steel, all mm-hmm. of the trees, all of this and that was $24 trillion. Well, the LIBOR scandal had milked approximately what I gave up looking at it when it was, I think it was $550 trillion. So it was like, was that 48-fold the scale of the Earth? It was just some crazy
I don't think you mean LIBOR. I think you're talking about the derivatives exposure.
Well, yeah. I mean, LIBOR is the interest rates, right? So if you extended out every 30-year mortgage to this amount of cash, every, you know, shopping mall that was using the LIBOR, you know, $100 million shopping mall, and you extend out the financing on it, we've got a Bay Bridge out here that costs $6 billion, and they had another $6 billion in financing. So that would be an example of stupid LIBOR. But that's more than the value. It's like 48 times the value of the entire planet. And so eventually you end up chopping down all the trees and digging up all the fish and potatoes, and everything is used up. You know, you can't. The laws of money are so fake to begin with, and then they get into management.
Are.
Yeah, it's like a management fee of $2,400 just to manage your money. So
I hadn't heard that one. But, you know, banking is not a science. It's a religion. It's an arbitrarily set of beliefs and assumptions that we are indoctrinated in, that we believe represents something real, that makes us subservient to the bankers.
Numerology, you could say.
In a way, yes.
Yeah, it's preposterous. Okay. I know. I got into it from the laws of physics. My parents were environmentalists, and, you know, they just showed how, you know, basically you got a company that's too cheap to clean up their mess. And they leave their mess, and somebody gets poisoned by it, and the next generation gets poisoned by it, and the next generation, and they never clean it up, and they walk off to, you know, to Paris or someplace where they're...
David, sorry, got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials.
Week.
I got to check on Claire, and we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443 on this Boxing Day. And we're going to go right to the telephones here. Ramsey in Canada. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, sir. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy Boxing Day.
Yeah, same to you. And I wish Claire all the best. You see, sir, I just want to tell you something. Today I went to the store to buy the... look for the antivirus, the Kaspersky brand, because I buy that all the time. But then the guy told me at the store, like, they don't sell it anymore, because in the last few months, the store decided not to bring it anymore because it did not provide the protection that it's supposed to. And then I told them, isn't that like a lie that was made up to damage the company's name? And then he said no, that was true. So is it true that what he said that or am I right or is the guy at the store is right?
Well, I think the guy at the store is trying to get you to buy what he wants to sell you, which is another trend we're seeing in commerce where you can't go and buy what you want anymore. You get down there and they've got a couple of things, and you know, you get one of these and take that and get home for it. There is an attack on Kaspersky. They're trying to blame Kaspersky as a security threat as part of the Russia bashing that's going on. But Kaspersky has made every effort to prove that their software is not a security threat, and they've got a great reputation for years and years. And so I think it's a case of bad mouthing a competitor's product to sell something that you want to sell. And we see that happen all the time, where somebody will come on out with a news report saying, oh, this product turned out to be really, really bad. And everybody scurries away from that product and buys something else. And then it comes on out later that the news report was put out at the request of the competitor to badmouth the competition and draw the business. And there have been several big scandals involving corporate media, like exploding side-mounted fuel tanks. There was the Food Lion scandal. Corporate media, if you pay them enough money, they'll do hit pieces on your business competitors to destroy their business and bring the business to you. Remember when, I think it was Chipotle, announced they were going GMO-free, and then all of a sudden they're getting hit with all these E. coli outbreaks all across the country. And that's how a lot of commerce absolutely works. Now, as far as I'm concerned, Kaspersky is one of the best ones that's out there. It has the advantage that it's not written here in the United States of America, because we know that all of the antivirus, anti-malware products written in the United States of America are mandated to allow the NSA and CIA's hacker tools to entry into your system. And so why would you even waste your money on an American-produced anti-malware system when it's the U.S. government that you're most concerned about breaking into your computer and stealing your business secrets?
Yeah, because, see, so I told them, because, see, so, like, this store, like, used to sell Kaspersky all the time. Like I bought it every year from that store, but he told me, and then I told him the same thing that they just said, like, all this Russia was all propaganda. He said, Well, it's not really propaganda. It's just it was just overblown. And I told them, whatever. Then I left. So, but yeah, well, like, you know, I totally understand your point of what they're trying to do, like to sell other products.
Well, you can still order Kaspersky online. In fact, Kaspersky, once you're set up with it, you're paying a yearly subscription. And they send you the updates and improvements automatically. But it's always a good idea to have multiple layers of defense. Don't just rely on one. And you do need to be careful, because you can load up your system with so much security software that it's too slow to really use. So you have to really think about what you're doing. Kaspersky is a good foundation, but there are probably things that you could add on top of that that would make it more effective.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Okay, now then, speaking about computers and ego and vanity, the creator of Steemit, Dan Larimar, is out there saying that Steemit is changing social media forever. Of course, anytime somebody comes out with a new social media platform, they declare it's going to change social media forever. At this point, it's kind of hard to imagine any kind of a revolutionary development in terms of what social media is and does, because they all do images, they all do videos, they all do little cute little text messages, and it's hard to see what the next major breakthrough might be that people would want to say, oh, we're gonna leave Facebook, we're gonna leave Twitter, and we're gonna go on over to this other new thing. But it's still very competitive out there. We're going to take another break for commercials. Our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Please call on in. Help me finish out the show today. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, and we're going to go right to the telephones. Glenn in Roanoke, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I've been using Kaspersky ever since I heard about it from John C. Dvorak on ZDTV back in the 90s. You may not be aware, but Kaspersky now has a free version of their antivirus program. I've been using it. Just letting you know. Have a great night.
All right, thanks an awful lot. There's a lot of free stuff out there. Malwarebytes, anti-malware, I think they still have a free version. Spybot, Search and Destroy. Is another good one. It's always best to have a multi-layered defense. And again, a little bit of common sense. When emails arrive with a clickable link, be very, very careful, because the problem is out of control. It really is out of control. And you have to wonder why, with so much economic harm being done by cybercrime, by malware, why the government doesn't really seem to take much of an interest. Now, is it possible that the cyber criminals are actually working for the government? We already know that the police force are out there plundering the wealth of law-abiding citizens through the civil forfeiture laws. and maybe this epidemic of ransomware, which they're still trying to blame on North Korea, maybe it's just the virtual version of civil forfeiture. Just go on out and plunder and loot the people to keep feeding the war machine, to keep feeding Israel, to keep feeding the corruption. Now, one of the reasons Kaspersky may be a target right now is because Kaspersky outed the hacker collective, the Equation Group, as being NSA. So, a little bit on the upset, over in Prague, they have this high-end music club, the Karlovy Lázně Music Club, and apparently they have installed a robot disc jockey. And it apparently it is this robotic arm that comes down from the ceiling, and it can choose songs. It can actually do the scratch on the record. You've seen where they make the music do weird things by playing with a turntable or something that looks like a turntable. And apparently it can even dance. And it alternates with its human counterpart in an hourly rotation. So you'll have a human DJ for an hour, then you have the robot DJ. Looks pretty impressive. Getting on back to Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, I have a feeling that banks and governments are still not entirely sure what they're dealing with, because we're seeing all these different reactions from the EU saying they're not going to regulate it. They don't see it as an alternative currency, to banks which are now starting to close their customers' accounts if there are any transactions using cryptocurrencies. And apparently, one good example, Lakestone Bank and Trust customer Jordan Spencer basically got a letter from his bank threatening to close his account because they caught him using Bitcoin. And apparently, Spencer had been using the Coinbase website to make cryptocurrency purchases and deposits tied to his personal bank account. And the bank said that is a tacky no-no. And so their loss prevention officer, Louise Vermillion, said that's a policy violation. And apparently, this triggered a huge outcry from bank customers who want to get into Bitcoin. But apparently the banks are now deciding for themselves what you should or should not be allowed to do with your money. Because remember, it may be in the bank. It's still your money. And the bank shouldn't be out there saying, we know better than you. We will manage your money for you. You just go work and we'll take care of everything else. Which was the attitude of the antebellum plantation owners toward their slaves, who did all the work but were never allowed to touch any of the money. We're going to take a phone call. Gail in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I'm just a little worried about you guys being sick. And I wanted to tell you, I know you probably maybe heard about essential oils. If you went and got a bottle of essential oils, oregano essential oils, about a half a pint of coconut oil, and put about 30 drops of oregano oil in that coconut oil and stirred it up. It's an antifungal, antiviral, and antibacterial. I've been using it for years. I've cured abscesses with it in my teeth before I had to have it pulled. I use it on my 16-year-old dog who coughs and her lungs get congested. I just cured my granddaughter from getting sick. She was fever. I mean, her lungs, I thought she was going to get pneumonia. If you take a teaspoon of that 3 times a day, you can rub it on the bottom of your feet, in your chest, in your back, and I'm telling you, it will knock it out because those antibiotics will, yeah, it'll kill your insides.
Well, Claire, of course, knows about all that kind of stuff, and she's been mixing up all these concoctions. And as I said, I'm pretty much over it at this point.
Yeah.
And Claire's actually over the flu. The problem is today is that she was coughing so hard, she threw something in her back out, may have popped a rib out. And so I may have to take her to the chiropractor to get her put back together.
Oh, my goodness.
Because she's actually done that before, but right now she's just got a tremendous amount of difficulty moving. So, you know, once the show is over, I'm going to be hovering over her and, you know, just making sure she stays still.
Yeah, well, I love you guys. I've been listening to you for about 5 years now. I just, you know, wanted to tell you about that. It does work. Even if you start feeling sick, you start taking it, you won't get it. I'm telling you. It's awesome. But anyway,
all right,
I
well,
love
thank
you guys.
You.
I'll let you go. I love you. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks an awful lot for the help. And thanks to everybody who's emailed in their best wishes for Claire's recovery, and I'm forwarding it all along to her. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here. Don in the Philippines, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Yes, I understand about your bank. I had the same problem with my bank. I wanted to get a little bit of cryptocurrencies with Coinbase, which is the way to do it if you're not a computer geek. I mean, which I'm not. I'm totally not a computer geek. And so I was trying to get buy stuff with Coinbase, and my bank gave me all kinds of trouble. They said you can only put in $50 a week or something like that. And I got then they actually wanted to argue with me about, hey, Coinbase, he might get hacked, and cryptocurrencies is all for crooks. And, I mean, they gave me all kinds of stupid arguments. You know, and like you say, the bottom line is it's your money, but they have Coinbase as a, I'm not working for Coinbase. I'm not getting paid by them or anything, but they have a list of banks that they like. It's basically the major banks in the United States. And these banks will support Coinbase purchases, but if it's a smaller regional bank, they won't do it.
Well, you need to understand our entire banking system, which is all tied up with the Federal Reserve. The last thing they want is for the American people to have a medium of exchange that is not being borrowed from them at interest. That's what the enslavement of private central bank is all about. You're not allowed to conduct commerce unless you borrow your currency at interest from the bankers. It's the same predatory banking system that led to the American Revolution. The Federal Reserve sees cryptocurrencies as definitely a threat to their wealth and power and control, because if there is a reliable currency system out here that is run on a peer-to-peer basis, then we don't need to borrow dollars from the Federal Reserve at interest any longer. And I would not be at all surprised if these major hacks against Bitcoin exchanges are being done by contractors hired by the bankers to try and destroy this alternative system before it really takes hold.
Right. Well, I don't know what's going to happen. I just wanted to. I have no computer expertise whatsoever, but I see something going straight up to the sky. I want to invest a little bit in there anyway and see what happens. It might. I think John McAfee said if it doesn't go up to $500,000 per Bitcoin, he'll. So-and-so on TV, you know, and I don't think it's going to go up that high. But whatever happens, anyway, I wanted to just be a little bit in there. Maybe it's my own bank telling me, trying to argue with me. I couldn't believe it.
Yes.
So I had to open another account with one of the major banks, and I was able to do it.
Yeah, it is rather interesting to see how the banks are starting to act like they should be in charge of your financial decisions. And, of course, that's a big part of the push toward a cashless society where all of your money is always in their banks and you have to petition their lordships to buy a Twinkie or a newspaper or do some shopping through those little tiny plastic cards. And it's a tremendous loss of personal freedom and sovereignty.
Okay, Mike, well, I don't know how much they charge me for this. It's not toll-free from here, so I got to let you go. Goodbye.
All right, thanks an awful lot for the phone call here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, Donald Trump is still down in Mar-a-Lago until after the new year, and I can't tell you right now how glad I am that we're not having to deal with Secret Service on this island over the holiday break, because during the Obama presidency, every single winter, it was the same thing. Traffic jams, people peeking in our windows. Of course, we still have the traffic jams because of the light rail system. But I'm really relieved we don't have to deal with that stuff. Anyway, so Trump is down at Mar-a-Lago, and he started getting on Twitter earlier today. and basically started railing on the Federal Bureau of Investigation and how they used this bogus Russian dossier, which has now been thoroughly discredited, as the basis for launching a probe into the 2016 Russia collusion conspiracy theory, of which there is no evidence whatsoever. And again, okay, I'm sorry, I'm hearing Claire. Okay. Basically, if you obtain a FISA warrant using fraudulent information, the warrant is invalid, and everything obtained under that warrant is inadmissible in court. Of course, if all you're doing is running a fishing expedition and just looking for things, then the admissibility is not a factor. All right, let's... he had this one comment about the dossier, the crooked Hillary pile of garbage. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Eric in Tennessee, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, aloha. Bitcoin, I'm all over it. I'm the one that got you started at it. And thank you for putting it on the website.
Well, I finally got a wallet and a Bitcoin donations button, and I've decided, rather than muck about with it a little bit, that that's the beginning of my newer car fund. Because we need to get a newer car. And yeah, so I'm letting those bitcoins accumulate until I can afford, to buy some kind of another Honda. I love Hondas.
Well,
something that's only maybe 4 years old.
Yeah, I plan to send you a little bit more Bitcoin probably tomorrow. And
well, thank you.
One way to spend it is you can go to bitpay.com, which is a wallet. But it also has a debit card attached to it. So you can transfer your Bitcoin dollars with debit card and then go shopping. So that's my advice for tonight. And I'm glad you're taking a look at the Bitcoin, because I think it's the wave of the future. It's an anti-banking system. And
well, we definitely need to have some kind of medium of exchange for when the private central bank collapses, because they do. It has happened before, where a central bank will collapse, and all of a sudden people are walking around with pieces of paper and metal slugs that are worth absolutely nothing. And the sooner they can get an alternative medium of exchange up and running, the less severe the damage will be.
Yes, and if you want to hear a little entertainment, there's a Bitcoin song called Ode to Satoshi, who is the founder of it. And it's a great little country western song, I think. And Claire would probably love it, too.
I'll hunt it down and play it for her.
Yeah, she'll love it. It's only 3.5 minutes, I think. But yeah, do that, and it'll give her a little boost, I think.
So, okay, well, thank you.
Have a great night. I hope you and Claire get better. And I know you're better, but I hope Claire gets better quickly.
Yeah, I hope she gets better, too. She's having a miserable time, and she doesn't deserve it. All right, well, thank you very much. We're going to let you go, and we're coming up here on our final commercial break. I've been talking about how Donald Trump, because he has alienated the base that propelled him into office last year, that he may actually face opposition in 2020 from within his own party. And now we're getting word that Senator Jeff Flake is refusing to rule out a primary run against Donald Trump in 2020. So, Donald, you've got 3 years to make good on a lot of what you promised those of us who supported you, or you're going to be a single-term president, I fear. Now, apparently, there was this Christmas Day accident in Moscow, where a commuter bus literally crashed into an underground passage in Moscow, and it killed several pedestrians, and everybody's out there saying, oh, it's terror this, terror this, terror that. But apparently the driver was hospitalized with a brain hemorrhage, and his condition is so bad, they've stopped interviewing. But basically he is saying, the driver says that the controls on the bus stopped working. That the bus started moving uncontrollably and the brakes stopped working. So I wonder how computerized that bus may have been, and if in fact it was subject to some kind of hacking, because we know that's possible with some of these newer systems. Okay, we're coming up here on our last commercial break here, and I'm going to dash down and check on Claire and make sure she's doing okay, and then we'll do the last segment of our program. Okay. Let's see. Jerry Brown actually pardoned two criminal aliens to keep them from being deported. I mean, that this immigration thing is out of control. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program on this Boxing Day here. And apparently there's been another strange incident in the skies over Crimea. Huge sounds of explosions rattling the windows, and apparently somebody got the trail on the photo. And I can imagine everybody's very nervous about fighter aircraft or bombers. I would say that it's possible we've had another really large meteor come on down. And if it feels like we're getting more and more of these large meteors, that can be attributed to one of two causes. The first is the global video coverage is intense. There's hardly any part of the globe that is not being recorded on somebody's security camera, and that makes it easier to get videos of these things happening and send them viral around the world. But there could be something else going on as well. It is known that our solar system, as it orbits around inside the Milky Way galaxy, it actually bobs up and down a little bit. And when it's at the top of the bob or the bottom of the bob, it's pretty much isolated there in space, not a lot of debris around. But when it's going through that central plane, the midpoint, there's a lot more debris, nearby objects that can distort the Oort cloud and send more comets and meteors in toward the central solar system. Now, again, the odds of you actually getting hit by one of these is remote, extremely remote. But they are fun to watch up in the sky as these things do come about. Obviously, we won't be doing that today with the weather that we're under right now. Now, getting on back to human-caused global warming, there's been a new study that came on out and basically said cosmic rays have seven times the effect on climate as human beings. Now, we know the overall control of temperature and climate here on Earth is the sun, which appears to be going into a repeat of the Maunder minimum, and that means cooler weather. We also know that cosmic rays are more readily able to reach the lower atmosphere during periods when the sun is quieter. And cosmic rays will stimulate cloud formation. Now, clouds are white. They have a very high albedo. And that means they're reflecting more of that sunlight back out into space. And so the clouds and cosmic rays are actually amplifying the degree of cooling caused by a decline in solar output. And so this is going to be a factor. What's really interesting is CERN did research confirming cosmic rays stimulate cloud formation. And when it was published, they deleted the comments about how this applied to the theory of human-caused global warming. We have way too much politics dictating our science. Way too much. And it really has to stop, because science is either science or it's something else. And that something else is propaganda. It's another hoax, a fraud in a white laboratory coat to convince you you should just believe what you're told to believe, that humans are warming the Earth. And we already know there's been a huge amount of fraud in the global warming movement. The climate gate leaks from the Hadley Climate Research Unit, internal emails, and the actual computer code. Anyway, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here and do Jim Goddard up in Vancouver. Please stay tuned for John Steadmiller's program. He's got a lot of interesting stuff to share with you. And we'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Aloha, America.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.